With just 19 days before Election Day, some people are already casting their votes, like a record 600,000 early voters in Georgia, including former President Jimmy Carter, and also in North Carolina.
Now today is the day, North Carolina. Early voting starts today. And I am proud to have voted. I voted today, as you all should vote today.
Devin Freeman is a university senior who introduced the Democratic candidate for vice president at a rally on the first day of early voting. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris was on the trail in Wisconsin with three campaign stops. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was scheduled to speak at a charity dinner in the evening, and his running mate, Ohio Governor J.D. Vance, spoke at a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
19 days until we get to say to Kamala Harris and her broken leadership, you are fired. Go back to San Francisco, where you belong.
Vance had praise for Donald Trump, blame for Kamala Harris, and some proposed solutions for the problems of the day, such as the high cost of groceries.
And we all know, my friends, this is not rocket science. If you want to lower prices on American families, the most important thing that we need to do is unleash Pennsylvania energy workers, drill, baby, drill. That'll lower prices for all of us.
He also offered the Trump-Vance solution to the shortage of affordable housing.
If you build 5 million new homes over the next 3 years, but you import 25 million illegal aliens, the price of housing is going to go up. Because when American homes don't go to American citizens, that is one of the biggest drivers of the increase in housing costs. So here's the simple Donald Trump plan to reduce housing costs for American citizens. Build more American homes, but make sure they go to American citizens, not people who don't have the legal right to be here.
And also a solution to saving Social Security and Medicare.
So while Kamala Harris wants to roll out the red carpet for illegal aliens and give them Medicare and Social Security, the message of Donald J. Trump to people who are in this country illegally is simple. Pack your bags, because in 4 months you're going back home.
And also health care.
I feel terrible for anybody who's got to take their kid to the emergency room, because you're going to wait longer than 3 hours because there are millions of people in the United States of America who don't have the legal right to be here.
Back in North Carolina, vice presidential candidate Tim Walz spoke at a rally in Durham, North Carolina, where he drew a contrast between the Harris-Walz ticket and the Trump-Vance ticket.
This might be the first time that both Democrats on the ticket are gun owners right now. And it might also be the first time that the guy on the other side can't pass a background check because he has felonies.
Walz boasted of Harris's record as vice president and of the support the campaign has received from a diverse array of supporters.
Hundreds of Republicans out with Kamala campaigning. Who would have ever thought we would see Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, and Taylor Swift on the same ticket? I'll tell you again.
Walz was not alone at the rally. He was joined by what the entertainment industry calls a special guest star. The political term is surrogate.
And I don't know about all of you. I'm still a little bit giddy here. I'm standing on the stage with the 42nd president of the United States.
The 42nd president was, of course, President Bill Clinton.
I don't have any more elections I'll be involved with, and I'm too old to gild the lily. Heck, I'm only 2 months younger than Donald Trump.
Clinton said he's not running for anything anymore, except for his grandchildren's future. He warned about a President Trump with new powers to go after his political enemies.
I mean, basically, he's asserted the right to go after anybody that he thinks, in his wisdom, is a threat, right? You sign the oath says you promise to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he said, I think I'll start with domestic. Bring me the army.
As for Kamala Harris herself, she had three scheduled rallies in Wisconsin, including a rally in La Crosse. She was briefly heckled, but she had a response.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
All of the candidates and their surrogates urged people to vote and to get others to vote also. In North Carolina, Bill Clinton told voters they have a chance to do a lot of good for a lot of people.
Your country needs you. Your families need you. Future generations need you. So, starting today, all those people to one-stop early vote and take advantage of the chance to vote early and then spend the rest of the time all the way to election day taking other people to the polls.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.